Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you.
And welcome back to the podcast, friends. You're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, and I'm Lee Brown, your hostess from North Carolina, and I get to talk to one of my favorite Yankee friends today, Kelly Catallo from the Boston area in Massachusetts. Kelly, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Lee. Great to talk with you.
So see, I already told them where you're located because, frankly, I totally remember things. But tell them a little bit about you, how long you've been in real estate, what you did before real estate, or whatever little factoids you think would be interesting.
Okay, so I've been a realtor for 27 years. I've owned my company here for the last 10 years. We do everything. We deal with the sellers, the buyers, the tenants, the landlords. We keep the Tylenol stocked very high here. What did I do before real estate? I was a hairdresser.
No way. I didn't know that.
Yeah. A little short period of life and it's okay.
Hey, it's customer service, but that is hard on your body.
Yeah. I just get paid more money right now for the same thing. You just listen to people all day.
That's true. And we don't have to talk all the time. Like, they have to talk all the time. I kind of feel sorry for my hairdresser because if I want him to be quiet, I have to ask for it because he's used to having to talk all day.
I like to listen. I think we're better listeners.
20 years in real estate then-ish total?
27.
Well, you're coming up on a 30. So you have to do like a client event, anniversary party.
We have parties here all the time. It's Boston.
That's true. But I guess I saw people were drunk after the World Series win.
Well, we've gotten
our
parades. Our duck boat parade is like down pat. That's a better production than anything in Hollywood. So we're used to winning.
You're used to winning. I love that. Okay. So used to winning. 27 years in real estate. Honey, that's a long time. That's a lot of market conditions. You're talking good markets, bad markets, and recovering and downs and all kinds of things. 27 years. Our listeners love knowing what they never, ever get a chance to see on HGTV because the TV programs, frankly, could never handle the real life of a real realtor. So tell us, what have you seen that's crazy that you never expected in real estate?
Lee, I could keep you on here for like the next year. You don't have that. So I always say the money's going to be in the memoirs. We all have great stories. But you know which one I think we should talk about today? So being in Massachusetts, you know, we've got like a lot of things that are antiquated. Because it was like the first place in America, right? Birthplace of America. We got to do things first, make some rules first. And sometimes they just do not like to let go of things that just don't work up here.
I mean, yeah, but Philly would tell you that they're more founding than y'all are. So we'll let y'all duke that out one day.
Yeah, I'm a lover, not a fighter. They can have it. But I bet you we have crazier laws than they do. So do you know in the state of Massachusetts that if you're not related by the second degree of kindred, you can't go out there and rent something together. If you're not married to that person, or that person's not your child, or that person's not your mom. If Lee Brown went to come to Massachusetts and live with three of her girlfriends in this 5,000 square foot mansion, you can't do that.
Then wait a minute. You got lots of colleges up there. How do they handle college students that's when I lived with my girlfriends.
Yeah. So if you're in Boston, Boston got a little bit more liberal, and they said for college kids, four of you can live together.
But Boston's expensive. Don't you need like 25 friends living together to afford Boston?
You do. Lee, Boston is so expensive that they just raised the price of a Section 8 voucher, which is like the government funding for housing and stuff when people can't afford it. They just raised a three-bedroom voucher to $3,000.
Oh! And that's still not enough to get you in anything.
So I'm in Medford. I'm like 10 minutes north of Boston. You know, I'm not that far, but still. Housing's not really, it is expensive, but in order for people to be able to, okay for you to go to college, live with three roommates in what did you have, 200 square feet when you were in the dorm? Affordable housing, sometimes it's just like changing the way that you choose to live.
I don't remember. So
my boys came
home
every
roommate.
Weekend.
I blocked that out.
My boys came home every weekend just for privacy. I says, go back.
I got you out of here. That was the point.
Go. It's called the boomerang. So it's okay for them to do that. But then when they graduate college and now they've got all these college loans and everything, they want to buddy up with some roommates. Yeah. So that's against the law here. And the law is so antiquated that the reason why they created it was to prevent the spread of venereal disease.
Oh, that's so cute. Like that would ever work. But in somebody's puritanical mind, that was going to work.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, did they forget about like 1957 Chevys with back seats?
Yeah. Well, you see, Boston doesn't catch up so quick. So this was like, what, 1800s?
That's so funny.
And if you didn't live with your mommy and your daddy and you weren't married, then you must have been bad.
I have to ask you a question, though. Did you ever, I know you're a little bit nerdy like I am. Have you ever looked at like the public health records to see if it actually did lower the rate of venereal disease when they enacted that?
So I actually went looking. So doing my realtor duty since 2013, I went up against the city of Malden because the city of Malden, they made it tighter. You can't rent with anybody beyond the second degree of kindred to more than two people.
So what if you have four kids?
They're related to you.
Oh, okay.
So the second degree is your kids or your parents. However,
my nieces couldn't live with me.
Technically, no.
This is stupid.
It is stupid. So it's so stupid that I got a phone call about 2 months ago from an attorney in Washington, D.C., because, you know, attorneys, they go create class action lawsuits just so that they can fund, you know, a paycheck. He was really nice. And I don't know where he found out about me, but he found me. And he asked me all about this. And so he is actually putting together a class action lawsuit based upon the violation of your First Amendment rights. And that is the right to live freely with whoever you want.
Oh, my goodness. So you might actually wind up in court records or in a legal decision with this.
I hope only on the good side.
Well, yeah, because you're on the right side of this. It's silly.
I'm totally on the right side of this. It's so silly. So he said to me, very rarely has he seen this anywhere in the country, but Massachusetts is the worst.
So what other crazy laws do you have besides that one?
They make us pay taxes. Do they make you do that?
Well, yes. And actually, we have to remind people that you are far more likely to stay in your house if you make sure you pay North Carolina first and let the feds be in second place, because you put the feds in first place and North Carolina in second, the attachment happens faster.
Massachusetts is like that. So like the Department of Revenue, April 18th, you're on their list.
Yeah, that's, I guess it's states' rights there, right? States' rights?
No, I think they're better at collecting it.
Well, I guess they're closer to the people. I mean, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
But outside of that, I mean, I would say that buyers and sellers, we see some stories, but the bulk of the absolutely crazy, insane stuff does tend to happen in property management and investor, landlord, tenant situations. What's something you've seen in your time dealing with that particular angle of the business that you couldn't unsee?
Holy, the things I've walked in on.
Like what? If we're going in a sex direction and we had venereal disease and we have sex in tenants, there's too much sex in one episode.
So in order to sew a certain apartment, we would just call a tenant and tell the tenant we're coming to show it. This particular property, the owner wanted to know every time we were there. So, all right, I had a brand new agent with me that I was training. I'm standing outside the front door and I says, all right, I'm going to let the owner know that we showed it again. Because I figured he just wanted to know that we were there, right?
Sure.
Tenant already said I could go in the property, right? Oh, I walk into the husband, the owner, having sex with another man in the dining room. I can't tell you anymore. I'm too embarrassed. And yes, he's married with four kids.
Was he having sex with the tenant?
No, he knew the tenants were at work.
I think this interferes with the tenant's right to quiet enjoyment of the property.
The tenants went to court. They put a restraining order on the man. He's no longer married. He's lost everything. And he couldn't even walk on the property until those tenants left.
That's so gross.
It is gross.
If you're going to have an affair, don't do it in your investment property while your tenants are at work. That really shouldn't have to be said out loud. And the poor wife, she had no idea, did she?
Terrible. She had no idea. No idea.
She really thought he was at work.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you couldn't unsee any of that. Did you get to keep the management of the property or did you fire him as a landlord?
No. So in Massachusetts, we don't actually manage every property that we rent. So we rent property the way that you would sell property. Like some of these things, we're renting them for $4,000 or $5,000. So if I manage the property, that's something different. And I only do that for very special people. That's no. I don't want to come fix your toilet.
No, we have people that do that, teams of people.
Yeah. Let them go manage your property.
Oh, I just feel so bad for that wife. And honestly, I'm feeling equally bad for the tenants.
Yeah, it's kind of gross.
Was that their dining room table? Because it probably wasn't rented.
No, I think they probably owned it, yes.
I think I'd have sued him for ruining my table, too, because I could never eat dinner there again.
Yeah, no, the table did get removed. Mm. Yeah, I don't know. How do you still live there?
I mean, do you sit shiva over a bad table? I think you would.
Yeah, but I don't know that they could do that.
Yeah, that's going to be hard for you to top, but we have like 2 minutes left in our episode, Kelly, so I'm not going to let you off early. You have to think of something else to tell me.
You know what I think we should talk about?
Yes, what?
I heard, because I know that you are trustee for the Realty Relief Foundation, and I heard that you guys are going to do a big fundraiser in San Francisco, but I don't think people know about it yet. You should tell them about that, Lee.
The foundation does so much good work, and marketing is obviously not the number one focus of the foundation, but we're heading into hurricane season. As at the time of the recording, we're in hurricane season, but it's getting into the big part. We recorded this, by the way, at the end of August, if those of y'all want to know when it was done. And the Realtor Relief Foundation has been around since 2001, and it was created after 9/11 to help with housing in times of natural disaster or big disaster. Like, that wasn't natural at all what happened in 9/11. It was real conspiracy theorist. But when you think about it, a lot of people have insurance, but it takes a while for the payout to come. And if your house has been devastated by wildfires, you've got to have somewhere to lay your head down at night while you wait for insurance to pay out. And that's what the Realtor Relief Foundation does, is we provide gap assistance to people while they're waiting for insurance and waiting for other organizations to step in. And we've paid out over $28 million in assistance in the last 18 years. And I am ridiculously proud of who that is, because as realtors, even our people forget to talk about it, Kelly, because they don't know about it or they're not paying attention. And in fact, just yesterday, I got in an argument at the grocery store where they are raising money for United Way. I did have to get irritated because the United Way is one of the absolute worst organizations. If you look at Charity Navigator, as to how they spend their money, they overpay their CEOs, and a lot of your donations go to overhead. And the reason it fires me up is because Realtor Relief, if you make a gift to them, all your dollars go back to people that are hurting, because the Realtor Association pays the overhead. We eat that as part of who we are. I mean, that's our desire to give back to our communities. So you make that gift, your gift goes to work. Your gift does not pad in somebody's little nest egg or offshore bank accounts. So yes, I love us. And if you're listening to this and you're a realtor, you should think about how you could participate in any fundraising events with the foundation. If you catch this episode prior to November at the annual realtor event in San Francisco, you can come. And if you catch this afterwards, then you can go to nar.realtor/RRF and make a gift anytime you want to. Anytime. You could even put us in your estate if you want to and let all your money go to future relief efforts. That would be kind of cool. Nobody's done it yet. And if you're the first, we'll make sure you get like a plaque to put on your coffin or something.
I think that's awesome.
I love it. I love that about us.
We
got to talk about it more.
Yeah, we do. Because when we don't talk, people don't know what it is.
It's true. They just think all we do is dress up and drive around. And we do dress up and we do drive around. But well, for you, I guess you Uber around and walk around because you're in a more metropolitan area. But we get around.
No, I drive. I drive. We do call it Traffic-tucets these days, but I drive.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah.
All right, Kelly, if somebody's looking for an advocate for their real estate needs and they're anywhere in Massachusetts, how can they reach you and find out if it's your area or who you would recommend?
They can call me directly at 781-844-5457. They can visit my website, kellycatallo.com, or cosmopolitanrealestate.net.
Because y'all weren't even listening, just go to the show notes for this episode. Everything's in there for your convenience, because I love y'all. You weren't writing anything down. And then 2 days from now, you're going to think, I need that woman in Massachusetts. And then Shazam, just come to your podcast, which you're going to subscribe to now, and you can find all her information. And Kelly, thank you so much, not just for coming on the podcast, but for all the tireless hours that you are putting into making real estate better. I really appreciate all that you do.
Oh, thank you, Lee. I appreciate you.
All right, kids, if you're listening and you want to come on and talk about something besides sex on the tenant's table, because I guess we're going to have to title this episode that, and you're a realtor, investor, inspector, broker, lender, or a normal person who maybe you were that tenant and you need to tell your side of the story, hit me at Lee Brown on Twitter to be featured in a future episode, or hit me on any of the social networks because I'm here. And make sure you subscribe for more, because we'll be here and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.